sure if you were. It's Chucky Farley, by the way.
Mike Papa.
Lindy.
I wasn't sure you were ready. You're just over there going.
Mm-hmm. Well, I kept bobbing my head, and you guys are like, mm-hmm.
Do do do.
So I figure if I had to wait for you guys to pop, I'm going to wait for mine.
Yeah. All right. Well, welcome back for another episode of We're Sorry Did We Offend You.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. It was a relatively slow week.
Yeah, it was. Well, yeah.
I mean, with the exception of cocaine found at the White House.
What?
Yeah, exactly. There was a few mass shootings. Philadelphia seems to be the one that everyone's talking about.
Well, no, they're not really talking because it was a transgender.
Well, okay. So let's just go there then.
Okay.
So was
they
it
talked about it?
Okay, Marjorie Taylor Greene says it's transgender. The guy's grandmother says he's not transgender, but he's gay.
And has boobs and has pictures of himself as a woman.
And CNN's
says it's a guy
and a Trump supporter and a Second Amendment supporter and all this other.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
White supremacist. Even though he's black.
Yeah.
Those damn Ku Klux Klan members.
No, well, yeah, I mean, but CNN, of all, I mean.
Well, that's enough said, CNN. Mm-hmm. Because there's other topics we're going to discuss later that CNN is, all the media, anyways.
Right.
So, there was that shooting, there was another one in Baltimore, but they just arrested a 17-year-old involved in that one.
Right.
Because it was a house party and a fight, and it was a juvenile with a gun, who never should have had a gun in the first place, because how old was he? He was 17. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, but damn, those... We need to strengthen background checks.
Yeah, exactly.
Ain't going to stop that one either.
It's not going to stop that one either. You know, and... you know, if making things illegal worked, then why don't we make...
murder illegal.
Oh, yeah. Or cocaine.
Cocaine illegal.
Yeah, yeah.
Or prostitution.
Yeah, yeah. Or child molestation. Yeah. Yeah.
Damn it. If we just make a law making it illegal, people will stop doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
Dang it. That's just how this works.
Yeah, that's how it's... Well, listen to us. We know.
Because if you put a sign on a business that says no guns allowed,
yeah.
The criminal will just stop when they come in, see the sign, and put their gun down before they come in.
Yeah, so, damn it. No robberies allowed. Ah, fuck.
There's a stick up. Wait, you can't do that. You didn't see the sign out there?
Yeah. We have a sign, fucker.
Oh, damn it. I'm sorry, mister. I didn't see the sign. Yeah. I really apologize. Sorry for the inconvenience here.
I didn't see the sign.
signs everywhere. Signs. So.
Oh, look, another shooter. New York.
What?
A gunman riding a scooter in Queens kills one person and injures three in back-to-back shootings.
In a scoot by?
Yes, goodbye. Yeah, what is that? A bird bite?
Yeah.
Pow, pow.
The recoil almost stops it.
I know. Well, it's been a small gun because there's no way someone could drive one of those things under control. And,
where'd he go? Well, there he is right there. He didn't get very far.
Then they get on scooters and chase after him.
Woo, woo, woo.
Pull over.
Not even a siren, it's just a cop making the sounds. Woo, woo, woo.
Pull over.
Remember when we were kids with the fire helmet had the siren built into it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The light on top?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The cops were wearing something like that. Yeah, we're fucking.
Damn, I want one of those again now.
I know. I wonder if you could find those.
Log in? You have to log in to CNN now? To get news?
Well, because they're so damn broke from advertisers because they're so full of shit, they got to do something to make money. So, anyways.
Man, I'm looking for the story. I want to hear about the...
Which one, the shooter?
Yeah.
The transgender
of
Philadelphia?
Because... They, it's funny because they did some cancer. Oh yeah, here it is. They misspelled. Ah shit.
They misspelled what?
Two. They meant TO2 and they put TWO.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Suspected Philadelphia mass shooter that killed 5 adults and injured 2 children has been identified as Kim Brady Carricker, a transgender BLM activist who now shockingly has deep ties to white supremacy. Look at this picture of the dude and tell me.
What, has ties to white supremacy? he said the police said he was trying to clean up the neighborhood.
Yes, but once again, there's that shockingly has ties to white supremacy. White supremacy.
Philadelphia mass shooting suspect told police he did it to clean up the neighborhood, sources say.
So that's white supremacy, even though the person's black.
The man accused of fatally shooting 5 people in Philadelphia on Monday night told police in some and substance that he carried out the attack to clean up. What's that mean? In some and substance, like. So here it is, right here. To clean up the neighborhood, two law enforcement sources told CNN. Authorities were also investigating a since-deleted social media page believed to belong to the accused gunman, 40-year-old Kim Brady Carricker. Kim Brady. That sounds manly to me. The most recent public post on the page was at 10:49 a.m. Eastern Monday and showed a video advertisement for a tactical weapons accessories company. The video shows a man in tactical gear holding what appears to be a military-style rifle. So, in May, Carricker shared posts from pro-gun groups supporting former President Donald Trump and the Second Amendment. In June, he shared a mocking video of a speech by President Joe Biden and added that the view that Biden was trying to take our arms. He posted on the same day that the only thing more terrifying than blindness is being the only one who can see.
Okay, but he's a white supremacist. Apparently that makes him nuts. Someone who believes in their rights.
Yeah.
I don't care what color they are.
Yeah, if you want your rights, you're a
white. You're an extremist. Yeah. You're a white supremacist. Yeah. You're a racist.
Let the government, God damn it, Mike, when are you just going to let the government
run everything, do everything?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, big brother. Yes, big brother.
Yeah.
Fall in line. Yes, big brother.
Yes, sir.
You know.
Uh-huh.
High master Biden, you know.
No, you can't use that word.
Master?
Yeah.
Massa?
Can't use that word. I was thinking about that. So the other day I was getting up, getting ready for work, right? And the first episode ever of I Dream of Jeannie came on TV, right? And she used the word master a lot. Master. Remember she called it? It was like, you could never make I Dream of Jeannie now. I mean, you can't even call your master bedroom a master bedroom.
I was going to say it's the primary bedroom now, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I ain't ever do it. I'm going to go home shopping. I'm like, where's the master bedroom? You mean primary bedroom? No. Master bedroom.
What if you call it massa?
Where's the massa bedroom? Massive bedroom. I mean, massive.
Massive?
I meant massive bedroom.
Damn racist, Chuck.
I know.
That's racist!
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But, yeah, so, that guy has seriously mental illness. And why can't you say it's mental illness? Why can't... Bring back fucking Van Buren and 24th Street. The loony bin.
I was like, the hookers?
No, not that. No, not... Outside. Inside. Inside the fence.
Inside the fence. Oh, okay. That's different.
Yeah. Outside the fence line, you don't even want to touch that shit.
That used to be the spot right across from the Contiki Hotel.
Dude, trust me, I know. Right across 24th? Yeah, 24th Street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was where the hotel was, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was on the west side.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the loony bins
was on the east side. Yeah. I hear something.
Yeah, no, me too. What the hell is that?
Oh. So, scratching. So, what else has happened this week? Cocaine Gate.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yes. Okay. So I was reading today, too, on that, that they're saying it probably belongs to construction workers. You knew it was coming.
The story has changed so many times. Mm-hmm. Well, it was in a public area. It was where the tourists come in. It was the Bidens were gone that day.
No, they weren't. Okay, it doesn't matter if the Bidens were gone that day.
So KJP straight out lied. Mm-hmm. They were at Camp David Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And then, of course, no, the pool reporters mm-hmm. have a show that the Bidens and their family, you know, President Biden and his family, mm-hmm. were there on Friday until like 6:30 p.m. So they were there all day. Mm-hmm. And then it turns out that every time the White House talks, the cocaine was found in a different area. Mm-hmm. They're trying to, you know, like you just said, hey, it was a construction worker.
Yeah.
But it was found in a secure area outside the Oval Office. And then someone says it's one level down from the Oval Office, which they don't take public tours there.
Right.
It's if you're there, you were meant to be there.
Right. And how come no one knows about this construction going on at the White House? What construction is going on? Right. They adding a cocaine room?
Yeah, they are.
Hey, we got to store our cocaine here.
Hey.
Cocaine.
Let me find this. There was a former Secret Service agent that spread a little... well, here.
Dan Bongino?
Karine Jean-Pierre just said the Bidens were not even at the White House on Friday when the cocaine was found. According to her White House pool report, all of them were there. In fact, Hunter was even there, right? Mm-hmm. And here's a video of her saying that, but I don't think we need to play it. Where is it here? Bobby McDonald, a former Secret Service agent for Joe Biden as vice president, said that the cubby area where the coke was found is on the opposite side of the White House where tourist groups come in, so the public traffic from visitors is a lie. He also said that during a holiday weekend, public tours don't happen under Biden's, and that the coke had to be recent because the Secret Service would have known about it, and the Secret Service has a good idea of everyone in attendance of the White House that could have left it. Mm-hmm. Well, and it's also worse. I guarantee there's cameras everywhere.
Yeah, there's cameras everywhere. Right? Yeah. Dan Bongino posted something about it.
So, you know, you and I were talking about the other night at dinner. Mm-hmm. This government can't find the SCOTUS leaker, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
They can't find who planted the bombs on January 6th.
Right.
Now they can't find out whose cocaine it was.
Yeah.
But, man, if you were within 3 miles of the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, they have your cell phone data. They can track you down to small-town Indiana mm-hmm. and throw your ass in jail.
Yeah.
Right?
And you'll never be seen again.
You're right. You're in the gulag.
Yeah.
Right? So, you know it's all a fucking lie. You know exactly they know whose cocaine it is.
Yeah.
So.
No, nobody's here.
Yeah, that was my phone. Sorry, sorry, dogs. I'll put it on mute because it's going to happen again. Mm-hmm. They just can't be honest. And Karine Jean-Pierre, you know, transparency is our. Yes, the president's been very. No, you guys lie through your teeth, and I'm tired of being treated like a 5-year-old. You know?
Yeah.
And especially from that condescending bitch, because, you know, she's a historic figure.
Hysterical figure?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I just... Whenever she opens her mouth, you know it's a lie.
Yeah.
So, anyway. We'll see whose it is. I mean, it's going to come down to... They know it's Hunter's. Everyone knows it's Hunter's.
Yeah, that was kind of funny, because the minute... Everybody just Hunter, and then there's the video of Hunter like all fucking jacked up
like doing a bump.
Yeah, he's all jacked up, and then he turns. Oh shit! And then he turns, mm-hmm. and like he says, does a bump.
Yeah.
And then Grandma Biden's there, all fucking like eyeballing him and. From the, like, side eye, and I'm fucking crackhead.
Yeah.
What the fuck crackhead doing?
Yeah, you know what's really scary is, you know, when he was on crack, he's pretty much banged every chick in the family. It makes you wonder.
Yeah.
Is that why she's protecting him?
She protecting him?
Was she getting the throwdown, too?
She's not going to do anything right now while she's, you know, first lady. She could still be...
Well, she's president because ain't.
She could still be doctor or whatever.
Dr. Jill?
Yeah, whatever. What did Whoopi Goldberg say she could be?
Oh, the Surgeon General?
Yeah.
can, you know, she's a doctor.
Yeah.
Just like, what was that, that actor, the director that's on the run because of, from the 70s, The Rape of a Child. You know who I'm talking about? The guy living in France or whatever, or Sweden.
He's dead now, ain't he?
Is he?
Yeah. God damn it. He was married to the Charles, not Lindbergh, Charles Lindbergh. Sharon Tate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, Whoopi's like, that's not like rape. What exactly is rape?
Yeah.
What is that?
What does that mean? What does that mean?
What is that guy's name?
Is that like a bonus hole?
It is. Oh, yeah. Bonus hole.
Bonus hole!
All right, Chuck, explain a bonus hole, please, for our listeners.
I can't, because I just heard the term, like, 5 minutes before the show started. But according to Mike over here, it's the new terminology for a vagina, so we don't offend the trans and non-binary people.
Yeah.
You know, because they just have mutilated penises.
But, you know, it's just, why are we changing everything?
I don't know.
Roman Polanski.
Yeah, that's that guy. I knew I'd think of it.
That's not rape. That should give me Surgeon General.
It's not, yeah. This is not rape.
Whoopi Goldberg, it has to be one of
them. What exactly would you call it then?
Who was it? Oh, Donald Trump Jr. went on The View and accused her, and tried to her face of that, too.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was a while ago. Nobody wants to talk to Don Jr. anymore, because he doesn't care.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he was up there talking about the hypocrisy of the left, and he pointed that out to her. And he goes, what about blackface? Your old boyfriend was in blackface, and you, Joy Behar, you wore blackface. I was complimenting being blackface, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you were in blackface.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, so, well, since we're talking about mutilated penises, here's a clip from South Park.
Okay.
About trannies.
You here for an abortion, too? Yeah, I discovered a few days ago I wasn't bleeding out my coos, so I guess I'm knocked up. Is this doctor any good?
Mrs. Garrison?
Oh, that's me. Hello, doctor. Looks like I need an abortion.
An abortion?
Yeah, I've got one growing inside me. Now, you're going to scramble its brains or just vacuum it out? If you want, you can just scramble it and I'll queef it out myself.
Mr. Garrison.
Mrs. Garrison.
Mrs. Garrison, you can't have an abortion.
Don't you tell me what I can and can't do with my body. A woman has a right to choose.
No, I mean you're physically unable to have an abortion because you can't get pregnant.
But I missed my period.
You can't have periods either. You had a sex change, Mr. Garrison, but you don't have ovaries or a womb. You don't produce eggs.
You mean I'll never know what it feels like to have a baby growing inside me and then scramble its brains and vacuum it out?
That's right.
But I paid $5,000 to be a woman. This would mean I'm not really a woman. I'm just a guy with a mutilated penis.
Basically, yes.
Oh, boy, do I feel like a jackass.
That is it in a nutshell. I mean, seriously. You can't. There's no such. It's a vagina. It's not a bonus hole. Bonus hole. That sounds like something you get.
Okay, but if I were to shoot you in the arm, would you have a bonus hole then?
I don't know. It sounds like something extra you get in your, like, Dunkin' Donuts box or something. Bonus hole!
But you'd have a hole if I shot you.
It wouldn't be a bonus hole. It would be a fucking bleeding hole.
You got one on your thumb.
Yeah, I kinda.
Kinda. You got one on your thumb.
I tried to take my thumb off for the 4th of July. It wasn't a fireworks accident.
Come on there, Chuck.
I was cutting cucumbers.
Oh, okay.
Every holiday.
Yes, yeah.
You cut yourself every holiday?
A thumb.
Dude, okay, so. I don't know how many years ago. Thanksgiving, this thumb took the top of my thumb off.
Had to go to the emergency room.
And have it sewed back on.
Just added an extra flavor to the meat.
No, I was cleaning something, and I hit a blade.
You were making cleaning up the margarita maker.
I was cleaning the margarita maker, and I hit the blade.
And that's not the first time that's happened. I mean, that was the first time that it happened.
And then this was the same thing. I was using the vegetable
slicer thing,
and I was just
got a little too close.
Yeah, and went, ah, God damn it! And it was all flopped over.
And then on 4th of July, after that, he was making his plate and didn't realize he lost his Band-Aid. And he went and sat down and goes, wait a minute, where's my Band-Aid? He goes back to the cucumber bowl. Yeah, and everybody's standing there. And he's like, you see a Band-Aid in there? And they're all like dropping their plates.
Was chewy?
It was on the floor, but nobody ate the cucumbers after.
I wouldn't either.
There was no Band-Aid in there.
No, it was on the floor.
That's funny. All right.
Whew. Okay, so.
Hey. Hey. He always has to have the last word.
I know. So, hey, look, here's a new thing here on Twitter. Biden gets caught fucking sniffing a kid's hair and the mom's recording it. And she tells him so.
Did she tell him?
Yeah, apparently. Listen, watch.
Yeah. You're good. Let me whisper a secret. Don't tell mommy what I told you.
You didn't say anything.
You got it?
Mm-hmm. I'm recording.
Oh, you're recording. I better film me. Yeah. You're good. Let me whisper a secret.
Yeah. He didn't say anything. He sniffs her hair.
Oh, you can hear him sniff, too.
Yeah. Perv? What the hell's wrong with that dude?
Dude, I saw the video. I couldn't hear it, but... Dude, I didn't realize you could actually hear him sniffing.
Yeah.
What a chomo.
Okay, here. Let me ask you. Does this offend you in any way, shape, or form?
No.
Yeah, me either. There's an Indian guy with a T-shirt on with a white guy's head on it. Looks like the old Redskins logo.
And it says Caucasians? It
says Caucasians.
Okay.
I know. Why do people think, like, things bother us?
Because they take offense to everything, so they think everything's offensive. And, you two can play that game. Dude, that's funny.
Yeah, that is funny. I want one of them shirts now. I'd pay for a shirt that said Caucasian on it.
Yeah. Well, and we've talked about it before in the show, that the fact that the Navajo Nation has a high school on there, and their mascot is dun, 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 the Redskins.
Yeah, well, the thing is, there was a study done, and most of the Indian population were never offended by it.
They weren't. It was just a few activists that wanted to push it.
It was white people.
No, there was a couple Native American activists.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But it was like, you know, they're the college-educated liberals, you know, that, oh, you have to be offended by everything, and you're such a victim.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, we Native Americans, okay, well. The latest one is, you know, Ben and Jerry's got into this recently.
They're down, what was I reading, like 14?
So they made a statement saying, hey, if you need to give all the stolen land back to the Native American tribes.
Starting with Mount Rushmore.
Right.
Their factories built on stolen Indian land.
In Vermont, their headquarters is. Yeah. So now the tribe in Vermont went to Ben and Jerry's and made a statement saying, well, if you're demanding everyone get back stolen, your headquarters is on our tribal land, mm-hmm. and we want it back. Mm-hmm. So now everyone's like, what you going to do? Put up or shut up, boys.
Yeah.
Give it back to the tribe. You know they won't.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just grandstanding, and people are tired of it. People are tired of all the posturing and grandstanding.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a video, you know, we talk about all the, you know, BLM riots and protests and now all, I mean, just everything going on, right? So in France, they have a lot of shit going on with these French Muslim migrant, everything being set on fire and rioting.
Yeah, well, I saw a video where the French police ain't taking shit anymore.
This one? Where the, like, the BLM style? The
Oh, yeah. Where they just knocked that woman, just going, Yeah.
So that's where I was going. It says, after days of race riding in France that pushed police to the edge, an unrelated and unlawful BLM-style protest was violently shut down by police in Paris. Those trying to intervene or get close like they do in the U.S. are shoved and hit back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like this one guy gets taken down and people try to come up and intervene, mm-hmm. and the cops just knock them. I mean...
Oh, I know. That woman... I was happy to see. That's what I'm saying. Let cops do what cops do.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah, I mean, it was like this. I think it's one of these ones here. This chick, just push her. Here comes another one, and bam, there's one that just gets laid out.
I know, this one right here. That lady right there.
So, but that happens quite a few times. It's like, you know what? You keep pushing them,
mm-hmm.
and finally, especially, guess what they don't have in Paris? That they don't have the civil rights like we do. They're cops, just like in Germany. The Polizei,
mm-hmm.
if they give you a command and you don't do it, they'll knock you the fuck out and do whatever they want. I've seen them do it. And then, you violated my rights. Like, you don't have rights.
When I went over there, you were like, give me all these warnings. Okay, if they tell you to do something, just fucking do it.
Yeah. Dude, it's just like, they don't hesitate to beat the crap out of people there.
Good.
That's, they need to do that more often here, too.
Mm-hmm.
So. Oh, man. Do you think we'll ever find out whose cocaine it was, though?
No. Dude, but do we have to find out? I mean,
no, I already know whose it is.
Yeah, me too.
Well, if it's not Hunter's, it could be any one of the senior staff.
It's Joe's. If it's not Hunter's, it's Joe's, because... Let me find that video now. There was a video of him the other day. He doesn't fucking blink, dude. No blinkage at all. God damn it. Fucking Twitter's fucking with me.
I keep having a dog lick my ankles.
Ankle licker?
Yeah, that was you.
Here, this one. This video right here of Joe. Here, I'm going to show it to you. Count how many times he blinks.
Capitol Police, the D.C. Metropolitan Police, other law enforcement agencies were attacked and assaulted before our very eyes, speared, sprayed,
and the troops in the
brutalized. Lives were lost.
Lives were lost?
For 3 hours, the defeated former president of the United States watched it all happen as he sat in the comfort of the private dining room next to the Oval Office. While he was doing that, brave law enforcement officer subject to the medieval hell.
Medieval?
Dripping in blood, surrounded by carnage. Face to face with crazed mob, the police lies of the defeated president. The police were heroes.
What a fucking jackass.
Donald Trump lacked the courage to act.
A dark cloud hung over the skies.
Blew all across this nation.
As the forces of Mordor came in.
Can't be pro-insurrection
and pro-democracy.
You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-democracy. You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-American.
Is he going to say it in Elvish? I don't know.
Greater responsibility than to do all we can to ensure the safety of our families, our children, our community. Capital police.
Yeah, but he never blinked. Not once. It was like, you're talking about being on coke. I am Joe Biden. I am on coke.
Or is Viagra, because everything's stiff.
Hey, here's KJP. What's her name? Whatever. She's outraged by the coke. By the questioning.
By the questioning, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just asking again, can we just say once and for all whether or not the cocaine belonged to the Biden family?
So, a couple of things there. He mentioned the Hatch Act because the question was posed to him in using Donald Trump, and so he was trying to be very mindful. I hear you, but you're asking me a question, so I'm answering it for you.
You never answer.
And so that's why he said the Hatch Act. So I would have you read the transcript and read the transcript fully, so you can see exactly what he was trying to say. So that's number one. So we're not avoiding the question. That is not true. We've answered this question litigated this question for the last 2 days exhaustively. You know, there has been some irresponsible reporting about the family, and so I got to call that out here. And I have been very clear. I was clear 2 days ago when talking about this over and over again, and I was being asked a question. As you know, and media outlets reported this, the Biden family was not here. They were not here.
Lie.
They were at Camp David.
Lie.
They were not here Friday. They were not here Saturday. They were not here Sunday. They were not even here Monday. They came back on Tuesday. So to ask that question is actually incredibly irresponsible. And I'll just leave it there.
I'm just asking.
They were in a house. There was no mouse.
Yeah, okay. Why was it irresponsible to ask the question?
No, it's very responsible. Oh. Whose cocaine was in there? Who's fucking snorting one?
Yeah.
Right?
Now, why don't you guys release the video footage?
Right. Yeah, there's cameras everywhere in the White House. Yeah. Especially in that part of the White House.
And, okay, let's see. Last time I checked, it's, what, my house? My house, right?
Yeah. And my house.
And your house. And Lindy's house. I want the film of my house released. Right.
FOIA. Let's FOIA it.
No, yeah, they'll fucking charge you up the ass like okay, but that's going to take like $100 a second.
Can the government charge you for FOIA?
I don't know. It's a good question.
I mean, it's public records.
I work for, yeah, but it's for the...
Man hours.
Man out, yeah, they charge you for the hours, they charge you for the material. Like, if you want printed copies, they charge you for them, and they fucking rape you for the paper, dude.
I'll supply the paper.
It don't work that way. Now, you can ask for it electronically, and then they can only charge you for the man hours to collect it. But it's going to take a lot of man hours, a lot of, you know, they'll get like, we have like 30 people working on it.
Only takes
30 of our top people.
Only takes one person to download the film to a CD-ROM.
I'm telling you what, it took 30 people to research all this stuff, and it's like 30 of their highest paid fucking employees.
Oh, what's his name? Spent $9 million so far.
I've worked for the government.
No,
Jack Smith, the prosecutor.
Uh-huh.
Investigating Trump on the right now.
Yeah, now he wants to push everything back to 2024.
Right by the elections.
Yeah, because he might want to include January 6th charges. He wasn't asked to look into January 6th charges.
Is that in his scope of work? If it's not, he can't do it.
Wow, that dude. That could be his coke in there.
But everybody, the more this shit comes out, everyone knows this is a political fucking witch hunt.
Uh-huh.
You can't tell me otherwise. Right now, you can't. And these people think we're stupid. These people don't know. We're the political elites. We're smarter than everybody. No, you're not. You're just crooked and corrupt. And the more people learn about our government, the more I distrust my own government.
Dude, I don't trust our government at all anymore. I don't trust...
Is he getting to the point where I think Putin is more honest than Biden?
Well, I think he is. I think Putin is... I think he's actually trying to show the corruption.
I think he is.
Yeah.
You know, granted, everyone knows he's a brutal dictator. I wouldn't lie, right?
Yeah.
But right now, our political system.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's what difference is it than the old Soviet Union? That's where we're at right now. We're in a communist country where the state controls everything.
Yeah. You got the press secretary saying that's an irresponsible question.
Yeah. Well, we also need to get into. Maybe in the next segment, the Missouri v. Biden lawsuit with the censorship.
Yeah.
Did you hear about
it? Let's do it.
Where are we at there, Lindy, on our time?
35 minutes.
All right, we're out of beer, too.
So we'll take a pause. You won't even know we're gone.
Yeah, we don't even know we're gone. It's just a second. Well, we'll be back. We're the fastest people at getting beer ever.
Right, the genie flash.
Yeah, master. Give me beer, master.
Okay.
All right.
Wait a minute.
All right, she hasn't done it yet.
Okay,
I'm
going to pause it.
Okay.
Right, she's going to pause it. All
right,
pause for the cause.
Now it's back on. Oh, here we go.
On.
That was quick.
Sorry.
Yeah, we screwed it up. Anyways, we're back. Same told you it was quick.
Yeah, you didn't even know.
You missed our crackers, though. There. In case you missed it. That was Mike chugging his.
That was the empty one.
Yeah. Ah, so. Wait, I was going to say something. Oh, yeah. Before we get started, why I was getting more beer, I started thinking.
That's dangerous.
I know. So, about this bonus hole thing.
That's stuck in your head.
So, you remember the song Wet Ass Pussy? Do you have to change the name to Wet Ass Bonus Hole now? What's your name?
Cardi B?
Yeah. Wet Ass Bonus Hole.
It's not WAP, it's WABA. WABA.
What? Yeah, you have to.
You got to be politically correct there, Chuck. It's the WABA.
I swear to God, dude.
The people are stupid.
Dude, the amount of things that we have to change in our life.
I ain't changing shit.
I ain't changing shit either. It's like, I was watching the Hodge twins earlier today. So they now refer to transgender people as the pronoun people.
I just call them the Transformers. I'm not changing.
I like it. To be honest with you, they are the pronoun people.
Well,
I mean, I ain't calling anybody by your fucking pronoun.
The alphabet people, the pronoun
and
people,
I'm
the Transformers.
I'm going to go to Michigan and start fucking mispronouncing everybody.
You know what? Sir, that law?
Uh-huh.
Is unconstitutional.
Well, I want to see them enforce it on me. I'm not from Michigan.
Doesn't matter, right? No. Let's go there. Mm-hmm. Get arrested, right? Mm-hmm. Charge me. Charge me with that crime that I misgendered somebody because I don't care. I will take that to the Supreme Court and I will win,
uh-huh.
Right?
And then you will owe me millions of fucking dollars.
Exactly. The first person in Michigan that gets arrested and charged on that is going to be a rich motherfucker.
Yeah, it's only going to take that. We got to go. We got to go now.
Well,
it's a race to be the first one.
When did she sign the law, and when does it go into effect?
I don't know.
Because that's day it goes into effect, like at midnight 01, you need to be in front of a cop misgendering somebody.
Yeah. Hey, dude! Misgender the cop.
Yeah. Listen, lady. What did you say? Excuse me, miss.
Yeah, see, that's what you gotta do. Just be there, like, yeah, okay.
Is it? Hey, 1 minute. The
don't
countdown.
Don't go anywhere.
Then you get someone in the background. 10, 9, 8. Yeah. Yeah.
Excuse me, miss.
You're under arrest.
Yes. Yeah. I know. I'd be like, cha-ching.
Why are you so happy? You're under arrest.
Because I'm a millionaire now.
I'm telling you, man. That goes back to the Supreme Court case where I think we talked about last week, the web designer. Everyone's all butthurt now that...
That you don't have to do something?
That, yeah.
That's against your fucking...
So you got this douchebag from The Sopranos and from Goodfellas saying... Well, if you're a Trump supporter, don't watch my shows. You can't watch my shows.
Yeah. Does he have a show?
What?
The last Soprano episode was what?
Like 10 years ago, 12 years ago?
Yeah.
So, but it's like, dude, I'm sorry. You're an artist, you're in a movie.
Yeah.
But is someone, are you specifically refusing to do something against a message that you don't, that's against your religion? Right?
Mm-hmm.
No, you're acting. You play a part. You pay whatever part you can get because you're...
You're a tutor.
Right.
Yeah.
So, these fucking liberals piss me off. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
If someone won't build you a website, go to another web designer that will.
Yeah, exactly.
Someone won't bake you a cake, go to someone else who will. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, if I go to some place and, well... You know, you're a MAGA Trump supporter. No, excuse me. I'm ultra MAGA. Get it right.
Yeah, get it right.
And then, okay, fine. You don't want my business. I will take my money somewhere else. Look at Bud Light.
Mm-hmm.
They learned the lesson the hard way. They
still haven't learned, dude.
That offended their base.
Yeah.
And their base said, fine. We will talk with our money. Bunch of other businesses now.
Mm-hmm.
Are avoiding shit because, in according from you know what I've seen on, you know, they don't want to get Bud Lighted.
That's a term now.
It is. It is. They don't want. They don't want to get Bud Lighted.
Bud Lighted. I've been Bud Lighted. Son of a bitch. Dude, 4th of July. I went to the store to get beer, and the fucking Bud Light fucking section was fucking
full.
Full. And the Miller Lite, Coors Light,
all the non-Anheuser-Busch stuff.
Yeah, was running low. That's like today. I would have bought that Miller special like I told you, except for they're
out.
They're out.
You know, that's the thing. It's people want to live their lives without having businesses shoved down their throats. All this fucking agenda.
But this is that ESG shit that the globalists are trying to fucking
push on people. BlackRock CEO Fink is trying to walk that back now. You know that, right?
Uh-uh.
Oh, yeah. He says that the term ESG has been politicized by both the left and the right, and it wasn't. So he's no longer using the ESG term for BlackRock, but they're the ones who really started it and that system.
Yeah.
So they're just probably calling it something different now.
What though?
Oh, I don't know. Let me see if I can find the article, because it was let's see, Fink ESG. BlackRock's Larry Fink, purveyor of the ESG and WF Elite member, now has a change of heart. Oh, that's Bitcoin. Says he's ashamed to be a part of the ESG debate. Hey, wow. They're going crazy.
It's puppy life.
Yeah.
So someone says, we exposed their scheme of the world, so now they're looking to rebrand it. It's that simple. If they're going to do the same shit, they're just going to call it something else.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, they're backtracking on ESG.
Well, it's like states need to ban it, first of all.
Well, a couple states have, right?
Right. Florida has, and
probably North Dakota.
Yeah, probably, or Texas, one of the two. But I know they tried to ban it here, and Katie Hobbs fucking vetoed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she's part of that. That bitch. When does the recall start?
It started first of this month.
Where can I sign?
We got to find that. I went to that website, Arrest Hobbs. And it wasn't functioning the other day.
We need to sign that petition like ASAP.
I know. She needs to go.
So. And then you got the Attorney General who won by 280 votes, air quote.
See, it's not. ArrestHobbs.com is not fucking working.
It's government. They're blocking you out. How about Recall Hobbs?
Let's see. Let me do a search.
Recall
Hobbs. Hey. Class 2 device Recall Hobbs. Okay, we have a message from our chairman who visits there. Thank you for your enthusiasm. We need it. Please get the word out. We are a local group. This is our state. We fight. We are not backing down. The first thing we want to do is make
recall. Sign our petition. Where?
Yeah, where's the petition? That's what I want to know.
I need to go to the grocery stores. They're usually outside a grocery store somewhere. See, that is a Girl Scout cookies.
Recall Hobbs. Here's a Twitter thing. This is an official effort. Our chairman is a brilliant veteran. We have an amazing team and an efficient plan to recall Hobbs. If you want to join our effort, you must subscribe to our free monthly newsletter. Without that, you will be lost. It keeps us all the same page. Stay informed, updated, recallkatiehobbs@gmail.com.
So while you're looking that up, Katie Hobbs was asked about by a reporter about the election.
Mm-hmm.
Let me play this video for our peeps. And then see if you can catch Lindy. You gotta have you put your headsets on. See if you can catch what she says at the end.
So, you know, I have some questions about the election in Arizona. You know, Maricopa County, they did the secret testing on the machines, which for the elections procedures manual, you were supposed to oversee, do additional testing on. Did you authorize this? Ms. Hobbs? What about the signatures on the mail-in ballot affidavits? Are you aware of what those look like, that they look nothing like the signatures of the voter. Ms. Hobbs, as Secretary of State, you oversaw elections in Maricopa County in Arizona. Are you? Give it an effing rest. Is that what you said? So.
Yeah. Nice. She even admitted it.
Yeah. I'm at the gym. I don't care where you are. You're the governor of the state. She's running away.
In
the
meeting. It sounded like he was running to keep up with her.
Yeah. Well, he was. Yeah. If you watch the video, she just keeps walking faster. But her ass ain't getting any smaller.
I bet she would have jumped into the bathroom if she could have.
Did she say she was at the gym?
Is she not working at her, is she?
That ass was huge. Huge. As Trump said, huge. It was huge.
Somebody out of food?
He's out of food, man. I'm telling you. He said, that ain't going to help you, buddy.
Requirements.
Hold on. The dog is like scooping at plastic, man. It's trying to magically make shit appear.
Yeah, we need to find... There's nothing on this about where the petition is.
Yeah, we need to find that.
We need to find it and sign it. Because we got three signatures right here, lay people.
Yep. So, we were talking about the other night. Here's something else we'll talk about real fast. Have you seen... I know you haven't seen the movie. Have you seen anything about that movie, The Sound of Freedom?
I have a bite here from CNN where they're talking about it.
About it.
Yeah. Here, real quick before you get in. Let's listen.
Okay.
And you seem pretty familiar with him because he doesn't really hide his association with this real wild plot that involves, you know, drinking the blood of children and things like that.
No, he doesn't hide it at all. And you have a lot of people who are in this world of QAnon who say, oh, they don't know what that is. They've never heard of it. They're just asking questions. With somebody like Jim Caviezel, he is openly embracing it. He's openly using its catchphrases and its concepts. He's speaking at QAnon conventions. And this film is being marketed to either specific QAnon believers or to people who believe all of the same tenets as QAnon but claim they don't know what it is.
And The Sound of Freedom does focus on a real issue of sex trafficking. But that theme, it's sort of like that kernel of truth that feeds the QAnon conspiracy theory. Tell us how those two things work together.
Sure. And the most durable and the most believable conspiracy theories are not entirely false. There's something in them that is true and the rest of it is false. But the believers point to the one true thing and they say, oh, you don't believe that this particular thing is true. In terms of child trafficking, we know trafficking is real. We know it has real victims. No one is denying that. But these films are created out of moral panics. They're created out of bogus statistics. They're created out of fear. And with something like Sound of Freedom, it specifically is looking at QAnon concepts of these child trafficking rings that are run by the high-level elites and only people like Tim Ballard and only people like Jim Caviezel and by extension, only people like the ticket buyer can help bring these trafficking rings down. So there's a very participatory element. You're not just going to see a movie, you're just killing 2 hours on a hot day. You are helping bring down these pedophile rings and save children. Now, it's not true, but it's a very comforting and it's a very warm feeling to have.
Okay, how about the fact that it's bringing awareness that people are shutting their eyes? Because here's the thing.
Isn't it based on a true story?
It is.
So how is this a QAnon theory?
So here is a video of the real Tim Ballard and Jim Caviezel mm-hmm. talking about. Mm-hmm. Let's see what they say.
You gotta be really bad.
Red light district.
You gotta be really bad. Okay, to get arrested in Holland. They were arrested in 2020, fugitives. They ran. And they were hiding. No one knew who they were. Well, this they rear their ugly heads. The leader, this guy named Nilsson Matulin, he raises... I'm literally in Poland at the time at our staging operation for Ukraine. And I get this information that this guy in Mexico is trying to traffic kids out of Ukraine. And so I go undercover, like the Dutch asset who gave me that information infiltrated me, and I'm undercover talking to this guy. Well, in the end, we ended up, in fact, just yesterday, two of the guys were convicted in Ecuador because it led us to Ecuador, a child sex hotel, these pedophiles from Holland, and set up. But we'll get into that another time, okay? But the point I'm making is I had to study their literature. This was a political platform. This was a political party. And what I started recognizing is I named them the, I don't know, it's like, I call it the pedophile network doctrines. Okay? It's what, like, they include things like separate children from parents because parents are a bad influence. The state knows best. Sexualize kids. Let them see pornography, too. Three, take God out of education because that just gets in the way. And kids, consent. Children can consent to anything. At 12 years old, they should be able to vote. They should be able to do anything. Now, what am I saying here? My stomach is getting sick as I'm reading this. I read this every day. It's the woke left agenda. I'm not saying that they're colluding or talking. It doesn't matter. It's the same dark source. But they are pedophiles are sitting back right now going, we've been pushing this agenda for decades. And now we don't have to push anymore because the left is taking care of it for us in America. In America. And this whole trans voice on children. You know, again, I'm libertarian. Adults, do what you want. I'll fight for your right to do whatever you want. Okay? In terms of adults. I'm talking about children. And what they're saying is children can consent to having their bodies filled with a chemical that will destroy the reproductive system. They can consent to ripping apart their genitalia. Like, this is insanity. Why? In and of itself, it's horrible. But what it's going to lead to is what the pedophiles have been asking for. If you can consent to that, guess what? What's more fluid than gender? Age.
Mm. Dun, dun, dun. So that was real Tim Ballard. But here, you know, that guy on CNN was talking, what a conspiracy theory, right?
Mm-hmm.
So here is a then and now from the Guardian newspaper, right?
Okay.
Okay, so now, the Sound of Freedom, QAnon adjacent thriller seducing America. Jim Caviezel stars as a hero trying to stop child sex traffickers in a paranoid new movie turning into a surprise box office hit. The same Guardian newspaper in 2018. Headline, child sex trafficking rife in Colombia's picturesque Cartagena. The historic city is cracking down on an industry that targets children and young women from poor neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
So this movie talks of actually a raid in the Cartagena, Colombia. That's where a lot of these kids were kidnapped from South and Central America
right.
and trafficked into Cartagena where the pedophiles would go.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So what happened between 2018 and now? The woke left agenda, right?
Right.
Here's another one from The Guardian. Let's do now. The same headline, Sound of Freedom, QAnon, right?
Yeah.
Here's another headline from then. Cuties. Remember that movie Cuties on Netflix?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? Cuties review. Netflix's controversial child exploitation film is bold, flawed, and misunderstood. So even the mainstream left media...
No, but that's kind of telling you that you're misunderstanding Cuties. Like, because people were outraged by that thing.
They're trying to normalize it, saying it was a coming out film.
Right.
No, I know what it was. It was a pedophilia movie. It was sexualizing young kids.
Yeah, yeah.
So, the mainstream media,
mm-hmm.
and this kind of goes back into your Joe Biden sniffing video from earlier.
Yeah.
Right?
Old sniffer, Joe.
These?
Yeah, coke in your hair.
Dude, the more that comes out about this shit, it's just, it's disgusting to see how it seems like the media and the political, like, who, Epstein, Jeffrey Epstein Island,
mm-hmm.
not a single visitor of that island has been publicly named after Epstein's conviction and Ghislaine Maxwell's conviction,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
How come there have been no more convictions? They have the list. They have the black book. They have the visitors logs, right?
Right.
Why are there not more convictions?
Because guess who's going to get convicted?
Our president, maybe? Our former president, Bill Clinton?
Yeah.
Hillary
Clinton, maybe? I don't know. She'll go suck a little weenie.
You know, a lot of very well politically connected people.
Yeah.
So, I'm just like... There needs to be heads rolling, and it's like, I'm sorry, if you're an adult, fine, go do you. You want to do shady shit as an adult, go do it.
Yeah, to other adults.
Other adults.
Yeah.
But the minute you involve kids,
you
know, if you haven't seen the movie, I mean, I saw it on the 4th of July.
Right, that's what I...
It's hard to watch, dude. It's... Because... It's just hard to watch. I mean... Talking to some of my friends, I've told you before, I work some guys who work immigration and
mm-hmm.
all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they see this firsthand. They see the effects of some of these kids that are smuggled across the borders, mm-hmm. you know, the unaccompanied minors that are probably, they come across as props, but how many of them have been raped on the way? How many of them been abused on the way? Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's sad, it's disgusting, it's, but it's eye-opener. These people aren't, you know, they're trying to raise money, obviously, for the Angel Films. It's like an independent Christian studio. Mm-hmm. And they're at the end as a video, hey, pay it forward, pay for tickets so somebody else can see this. They want to bring awareness to this. Why? Because the more people are aware of how big the problem really is and how disgusting and how deep it goes mm-hmm. into our society,
right?
Maybe people will force change and force a stop, because if there's an appetite for it, it's going to keep coming. One of the lines in the movie, I'd never even thought about this, you know, human trafficking, especially whether it's, you know, sex trafficking, child sex trafficking, woman sex trafficking, is a bigger business than drugs. Mm-hmm. You know why? Drugs you can sell once. Women or children, you can sell 5 times in a day, 6 times in a day. You can sell them over and over mm-hmm. every day. So the human trafficking business is actually bigger than the drug trade as far as money.
Right. Yeah.
So, but we need to stop the appetite for it. By normalizing transgenderism, pedophilia, these pedophiles are using transgenderism to their benefit. These perverts are taking advantage of it. No, quit normalizing the shit. They're fucking mental illness. They're perverts and they need to be treated as such.
You know, you want to try to normalize transgenderism? Fine. Try to do it without kids. That's the whole thing. Everything is the kids.
Stay out of the bathrooms. Stay out of their sports. Stay out of their locker rooms.
Right.
Seriously.
Well, yeah, I was talking to a guy at work yesterday about this, and we're in agreement. It's like, you want to be gay? Be gay.
Go be gay.
We don't have a fucking problem with you. I don't have a problem with you being transgender. I don't have a problem with you being gay. I don't have a problem with who you want to marry or whose dick or whatever you want to suck. But the minute you want to go, you're a man, and you want to go in the same bathroom as my daughter, we're going to have a fucking problem.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because these things never end well.
What?
Never.
Well, and it goes back to, you know, that Loudoun County, you know, or that guy that you played that clip last week from Scottsdale.
Yeah.
You know, you say there's no evidence, and he's like, he's laying out case after case after case.
Yes, like I said, it's never what you say it is.
Right.
Or they say this. These alleged women are in disguise.
Right. So, and there's a video of that one dude in the women's bathroom with his camera out with a hard cock with that erection.
Yeah, and then there's the one guy that's threatening you
if
you try to stop him, I'll kill you. Really? Let's go, buddy.
Bring it, bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
Bring it.
Yeah. It's like, you ain't going to kill anybody. You're going to be fucking toe-tagged and fucking drug out there.
I'll be your huckleberry.
I'll be in fucking prison.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody will be better off, probably.
But, yeah, dude. So, you mentioned, like, go be gay, all this other shit.
Uh-huh.
Ralphie May, 20 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I can see if I can find this clip again. I saved this clip from earlier,
uh-huh.
and I laughed my ass off because Ralphie May, man, was ahead of his times.
Worked up.
Here we go. Here's your comedy minute, or 2 minutes, whatever it is.
In this town, you can't talk about gay people. Everybody gets all worked up. Stop it. They're sensitive. Why? Because they suck dick? Stop it. Okay, because they suck dick, they get to have a parade and fuck up traffic for 3 days. What the fuck is that? Girls, y'all suck dick. Where's your parade? Right. Where's your parade? And don't get it twisted. I'm not homophobic, okay? I'm just saying, okay, I ain't willing to take a 15-mile detour so little bunny foo-foo can walk up and down the street going yay for dick. I like it in the butt. Not when gas is $2.23 a gallon. Fuck you, Bubbles. Go suck dick in your bedroom. I ain't got no problems there. Get the fuck out of the road. And gay people just take shit that used to be everybody's and make it gay. you was a kid, you draw a picture of your house, you put a nice big rainbow in the sky. Gay. They done took the rainbow. I want the rainbow back. You can't have the rainbow, goddammit. We didn't vote on this shit. I didn't get an email. Fuck you, greedy bastards. How many colors do you need, goddammit? You already got pink, and now you need the whole fucking spectrum? Jesus Christ. And what the fuck does a rainbow have to do with sucking dick anyway? Ain't like it's magically delicious, huh? Right? And if you gay and you're all worked up, well, guess what? It's just a fucking joke. Even though personally I do want the rainbow back, it's just a fucking joke. Look, you can take a dick in the ass, you can damn sure take a joke. And this time you can't talk about...
He's dead now, right?
Robert? I think so.
Yeah.
But dude is funny. I mean, he's right.
Yeah. He is right. And that's what everybody says. Nobody cares if you're fucking gay, but quit trying to take everything.
At $4 a gallon, I'm not driving a 15 extra miles.
Yeah, no. For your ass, I'm fucking march around in fucking assless chaff. It's like, no one cares. Nobody fucking cares but you.
Except the alphabet people and all the pronoun people, apparently, according to Hodge Twins, right?
Yeah. That nobody cares. Jesus. It's like... go be gay. Like...
Go.
Yeah, just go. Go. We'll give you, like, what state you want? California?
They already have it. They already have it. Give them Oregon. It's a little bit smaller coastline. I like San Diego.
No, fuck it. Give them California.
Well, cut it off then. They can have everything. They can have everything, like, halfway from... like Camp Pendleton up.
Yeah, you can go to Florida. They have a whole fucking both sides coastline.
Yeah, but San Diego's nice, dude. I like San Diego.
But yeah, give them, go be, you know, Gayofornia or whatever. Call whatever you want. Rainbowville or
Rainbowland.
Yeah. Change Disneyland to Rainbowland. You know,
it's the gayest place on earth.
I don't fucking care.
It's a small dick after all.
Get out of my fucking face. Jesus Christ.
Gives Humpty Dumpty a whole new meaning. Dumbo. It's Jumbo.
Yeah.
So, there was something else. What else you got there, Forrest Chucky?
I don't know. I'm looking through. I was looking for Mark Lamb.
The U.S. government has been forbid by the federal...
Oh, that's right. You wanted to bring that up. Yeah. Yes.
From colluding with big tech to censor Americans.
Yeah, and MSNBC, there was a clip on there the other day where they're like, whoa.
They're all pissed off.
Yeah, they are. Well, they're saying, well, they should be allowed to do it because it's, you know...
misinformation.
It's for the... Yeah. The people are telling people things that are wrong, and well, here's the deal. If I read something that makes no fucking sense to me, I will do the research on it.
So,
I don't, you know.
So here's a journalist who attended the hearing, right, on the injunction.
Uh-huh.
Tracy Baines, B-E-A-N-Z.
Okay.
And she tweeted, having been the only journalist to attend the hearing on the injunction, I can tell you we've lost our DOJ to tyrants, and it's more clear now than ever. The judge asked the government a question. Quote, please tell me if the statements I'm about to say are protected free speech. Number one, mm-hmm. The COVID-19 vaccines don't work. Number two, the 2020 election was stolen. And number three, gas prices are high because of Joe Biden and several more. Mm-hmm. In each case, the government was unable to say that statement was protected. The answer was, quote, it depends on who's saying it, end quote.
Mm-hmm.
And when pressed further, the excuse was that even if it's an American, they could be compensated by a foreign government and guilty of FARA violations. No. That's not a question if it's free speech. I have the right to say what I want.
Yeah.
The government cannot tell me what I can and cannot say, what I'm allowed to say or not, whether it's what I'm saying a lie, a truth, half-truth, whatever. Mm-hmm. I have a right to say whatever the hell I want.
Yes.
And the fact that these lawyers for the government, Department of Justice, are questioning you know, saying, well, you know, that depends. You know, you think you say that or not.
Yeah.
No. The answer is, yes, I can say that. Right. And if you don't like it, fine, don't listen to it. But I have a right to say it. And yes, it is protected. It is free speech. And all these media people, these journalists, that's dangerous. That's misinformation. Well, what you're saying could be misinformation.
Yeah. Well, what they say, what they're saying is misinformation. When's the last time you've heard anybody say anything about getting a fucking COVID booster?
Been a while. Why?
Yeah.
Because they know that's...
Yeah. COVID's gone. It fucking disappeared.
So we're back to the flu. Until the next plandemic.
Right, until 2024.
Yeah.
And then something will fucking pop up.
Well, and the Democrats are only be our saviors. It can't be Trump. And the Democrats can save us.
No, because they'll try to make us take some kind of fucking shot again that's going to brainwash us. They're trying to get some kind of fucking chip in. They're, right now, COVID, this is probably conspiracy theory, and it probably is, okay? COVID was a way to get you to get used to taking a shot, right? We're going to give you a shot. 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 If you notice on TV now, it's all about, all the commercials are about all these vaccines that you've never fucking heard of before. You know, get your vaccine. Get this vaccine. Get this vaccine. Get this vaccine.
No.
Eventually, one of these vaccines is going to have fucking little fucking microchip
in it. Nanotechnology.
Yeah, to where they're going to be able to control everything you fucking say and do.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't even get a flu shot this year. Fuck you guys.
I didn't either. They fucking ruined vaccines for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it would have been, hey, you know, here's one way to protect yourself, and it's optional, and we're not going to make it mandatory, and you know, we encourage you to get this, but well, okay, that's different. But I ended up getting it because of my job, and I'm still pissed about that.
Right.
The fact that you're telling me I can't make a livelihood anywhere, anywhere, unless I have this shot.
Right, yeah.
And I had one of those jobs where, the thing is, I did travel a lot for my job.
Yeah, and see, that is not the job of the federal government, to tell you to do something, otherwise you can't work.
Right.
That is not their fucking job. That's our job. I mean, we can tell them, you guys better do something or you can't fucking work. Oh, no, we figured out a way to cheat. We'll work.
Yeah. So, I'm just...
Fucking cheating bastards.
Damn you.
Yes, I said it.
So, did you find that MSNBC clip?
Yes. It's right here. Here's MSNBC talking about big tech and the Biden administration.
Through kind of the parameters of this injunction.
Yeah, I mean, so it basically has some limits on what exactly the FBI, I think, most essentially is able to do. And I think that, you know, you have to take a step back and acknowledge what the reality is about how the FBI has been interacting with this. And just look at January 6th itself, for example, right? It's not as though the FBI has been going in and saying, hey, take down this post, hey, take down this post. That's what they're alleging, but there's just not a lot of evidence to support that. And basically, we've had a situation where some politicians are making any contact between social media companies and the FBI or law enforcement seem problematic in some way. And if you look at the reality, it's like the FBI is not very good at monitoring social media. Just look at what happened on January 6th. There are all of these warning signs, red flags going up all over the place, and they weren't prepared. They didn't do enough. They did not take proper precautions or instruct other law enforcement agencies to make proper precautions. So I think that that's the framework you have to remember that this is important to look by. I mean, this opinion, this 155-page opinion, starts off with essentially a big if true comment. It says, okay, if these things are true, this is one of the biggest First Amendment abuses in American history. And I suppose so, if it were true, but that's not necessarily where the facts are lining up with and how exactly, what exactly the evidence shows that social media companies, how they were interacting with at least the FBI.
Danny, I wonder when you were in law school, if you started off one of your arguments with, if this is true.
Trump appointed judge, but this judge was confirmed 98-0 by the Senate. Just reading the words in this injunction, a, quote, massive effort right. by the defendants to suppress speech based on content, those are the judge's words, calling the present case, quote, arguably involves the most massive attack against free speech in the United States history, Ellie.
Yeah. It's a dramatic decision by this judge. If you read through it, he's citing to literature and George Washington and Ben Franklin. Here's what really is astonishing to me. This is a conservative ideology that clearly comes through in this decision. It's a conservative political ideology, right? We saw some of the quotes questioning vaccines, questioning masks, conservative talking points. But the ruling itself is the opposite of judicial conservatism. This is one of the most aggressive, far-reaching rulings you'll ever see. What this judge is purporting to do is to micromanage, really, the day-to-day interactions between essentially the entire executive branch, all these agencies that are listed as defendants, and the leading social media companies. And in the actual temporary injunction, the judge basically says, you're not allowed, administration, to talk to these social media companies about any protected free speech except for cybersecurity threats, national security threats, criminal threats. But where's the line? Who's going to police this?
So, okay, that was two. That was MSNBC and CNN. And they're both full of shit. Because all they're worried about is you and I contradicting their talking points.
Right.
Because they're directed what to say by the federal government. And how dare you fucking think...
Think for yourself?
Yeah. Yeah. We're here to think for you.
Well, Mika Brzezinski said that.
Yeah.
You know, it's our job to tell people what to think.
Yeah.
Oh, really? No.
No. Yeah, exactly. No.
It's my job to take the information from whatever sources I deem I want to look to and then say, well, that sounds a little too far-fetched to be true.
Yeah.
Let me do a little bit more research.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
You know, the internet, granted, the internet compared to like when we were growing up,
it can be a porn.
Huh?
When it was all porn.
Yeah, pretty much. Or those little slow chat rooms. But the internet can be good and it can be bad. Because there's a ton of information.
Well, okay.
And there's
okay.
So much information, it is hard to decipher what is real, what is not.
But the real thing is the information comes instantly. It's like instant information. And the media is behind
the eight ball.
Yeah.
But see, back in the day when we were growing up, we only had like a couple sources of news. And to find other stories, you couldn't go online and Google or somewhere, look something up. You had to check different newspapers if you had access to them. Yeah. But you just kind of believe what the TV told you.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So, okay, so here's the deal. Here's what you do. If you're in news media, get off social media. Get off it. Close it. Don't have a website.
You know,
I mean, then people have to turn into your station for the news. Right?
But the social media, the internet will still be there for people to fact check them.
Then put it back to porn. Like it
so was. So here's the thing about fact checking though.
Yeah.
All these news agents hire fact checkers. The fact checkers are going to skew it to the fucking talking points or the angle of the media.
Yeah.
You know, because there's a lot of fact checkers who get it wrong, who they should be fact checked themselves.
Right.
So. And if you have the title fact checker next to your name, I don't believe a thing you said.
Well, okay, first of all, that shit needs to just go away.
Right.
Because that's just like some four-eyed little pimple-faced fag boy that has no life.
Right.
I'm a fact checker, and you're wrong. No, just go fucking masturbate in a corner there, Skippy.
Here's a picture of a booby. Ooh.
Yeah. You probably can't never touch it. You can buy one. You can buy a booby on Amazon and pretend like you're touching one.
So, Lindy's staring at the computer. Are we like way over again?
Yeah, we're at an hour 14.
Ah, that's actually one of the shorter shows we've done.
Four. Total?
Total.
Okay.
It's like, whoa, short.
Yeah, but, take it back. Take the internet back to what it was. Or bring back Napster for crying out loud. Jesus Christ.
Napster.
I, for one, utilized the shit out of Napster when Napster was Napster.
That was amazing. That was awesome. Download.
Yeah, dude. And I know some of you kids don't know what I'm talking about. And you missed out, brother.
Well, now they can still download everything, but it's just Napster was like the original. Then, of course, I got sued.
Yeah, but no, I mean, I had publisher. I had all these programs, unlocked codes and everything for fucking everything. Any song you wanted was on fucking Napster for free.
What did you playlist? Here's a playlist.
Yeah, here's your playlist. I mean, you want an album? Go on Napster. You can download the entire fucking album.
I like Napster. That was fun.
Dude, but...
That was freedom.
Yeah, exactly.
Freedom!
The record company's got a boom, you're stealing money out of our pocket.
Yeah, we can.
Well, you know what? It's a digital age, people. You gotta fucking figure it out. Now, we're fucking paying out the ass to just see a band in live in concert. Why?
Yeah.
Why am I paying so much?
Guess what? I don't go to concerts.
Yes, you do.
Rarely.
You went to Loverboy.
A Celebrity Theater. I also went to Dwight Yoakam.
Dude, that foot moving.
His little twist.
We saw Dwight
Yoakam. Wow. We got wild animals in here.
I know. We got dogs. We got a puppy, and he's terrorizing the other dogs now.
Well, hey, on that note, slow the week. Let's keep the show short.
All right.
There'll be more next week.
I'm good. Yeah, something will come up. Hopefully we can keep our Twitter views under, like, whatever.
700.
Yeah, whatever our limit is. So,
thanks for listening.
Yeah, I'll be back next week. You can find us on... Twitter at Did We Offend the letter U. You can find us on True Social at Did We Offend You. And you can email us at Did We Offend You at gmail.com.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks. Bye.